in the Acts of the Apostles, the New Testament, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. And we're going to read 16 verses, from verse 1 to verse 16. And this is really a very exciting story of how God answered prayer. Something happened that was very serious, and all the Christians prayed, and God heard their prayer, and God answered their prayer. So here it is in Acts chapter 12. About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the days of unleavened bread. And when he had seized him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So Peter was kept in prison. But earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. And the very night when Herod was about to bring him out, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell, and he struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself. You can't go out without your clothes. Dress yourself. Put on your sandals." And he did so. And the angel said to him, "Wrap your mantle. It's cold outside. You better put on a coat. Wrap your mantle around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. He did not know what was done by the angel was real, but he thought he was seeing a vision. And when they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and immediately the angel left him. And Peter came to himself and said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together, and they were praying. And I think they were praying and saying, "Oh God, please get Peter out of prison." They were praying. And when Peter knocked at the door of the gateway, a maid named Rhoda came to answer. Recognizing Peter's voice, in her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and told the people who were praying that Peter was standing at the gate. They said to her, "You're mad." They said, "Peter's in prison." But I think the maid said, but we're praying that Peter will get out of prison." But they could hardly believe it. And she insisted that it was so. And they said, "Oh, it's Peter's angel or his ghost." And Peter continued knocking. And when they opened the door, they saw him. And they were amazed because God had answered their prayers. Amen, and may God bless to our hearts the reading of his word. This is really the only Sunday of the year that you all sit down at the front. All the other Sundays, you sit with your parents and friends, and that's the right way to do it. But on prize-giving Sunday, you're all down at the front. Oh, I know that sometimes, when there's a baptism, you all come back upstairs and you sit over there. But I'm very glad, boys and girls, that even though this is prize-giving Sunday, that doesn't mean that Sunday school is finished for the summer, because in our church we don't think that the Sunday school should stop at all. And so we go on right through the year. And I'm glad that most, I think practically every family in this church, when they're away on holiday, even though they're on holiday, they still go to church. Well, I do. I don't have to preach, but I go to church. That's part of my holiday, and I just wouldn't think Sunday was right if I didn't go to church. And it's right that we should always go, because we need to come to church. We need to learn about God. We need to learn to trust God all through our lives. And, of course, all this we learn from the Bible, because the Bible is the only book that teaches us true things about God. Well, I've been wondering very hard what to say to the boys and girls on Prize-Giving Sunday. And I was thinking very hard, and I was in church during the week, and I thought, well, maybe there's something on these lovely stained glass windows that I could tell the boys and girls about. And you know, on these windows there are really pictures of Bible stories, and there are Bible texts. But I looked and looked and looked and discovered that maybe it's because I'm growing old. I don't think so. But I couldn't read the writing. So I had to get my binoculars and look. And then I could read it all. And oh, there's some interesting things there. There's a verse of the Bible up there that really fits in with our story later on. But when I was looking at the windows, I wasn't sure if that was right. Then I remember once that I told you that if you look at the church door, you see a little stone bird carved on the stone at the door of the church. And I thought, oh, now I wonder if there's anything inside on all the pillars that I could tell the boys and girls about. And oh, there's some very interesting things. If you look at the top of the pillars, you'll see, oh, special bits and some lovely carved bits on all the pillars. And seemingly when the workmen with their hammers and chisels were chiseling out these bits, when they came, they worked right the way around, and when they came to the end, they usually put in something special. And if you were to look very carefully at all the pillars, you would see that on one of them, there's a little bird, just exactly the same as the little bird outside. Must have been the same man who tipped them out of the stone. And if you look at two other pillars, one at each side, you'll see that there's an owl. Well, I think it looks like an owl. And on another of the pillars, there's a bat. And on another of the pillars, there's a locust. Oh, you say, Mr. Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you just now, because you would all be looking at the pillars instead of listening. So afterwards, if you want to see the owls and the birds and the bats and the locusts, you speak to either Mr. McGinnis or Mr. Young, and if they remember, they'll point them out to you. But there are all sorts of things, you see, that make us think about God and about the Bible. And on one of the windows, now I can't remember, it's the middle window, I can't remember which of the four bits it's in. I could only see it through my binoculars. It's a verse from the Bible. It's from the story of the raising of Lazarus, when Lazarus had died and God raised him from the dead. And the verse says, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And that tells us, you see, that Jesus, when he was here upon the earth, Jesus said his prayers. Jesus spoke to God in prayer, and God listened to his prayers, and God answered his prayers. And it's this that I want to speak to you about this morning. And sometimes I try to get a picture or a card or something to help us to learn the lesson. I better let the choir see it first, because if I don't, they're always cross with me afterwards. So, there's the picture. What is it? A telephone. Yes, it's a telephone. Just an ordinary telephone. Oh, I know nowadays you can get different shapes of telephone, and some of the telephones look far more posh than that. And there are all sorts of different kinds of telephones. Did you know that there were telephones that people carried in their pockets? Oh, very small. We were at the prayer meeting last night, and I was speaking to the people, and all of a sudden something went beep, 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 beep. And Dr. Hulk's here. Well, he must have had a... He didn't have a jacket on. I don't think he had that wee telephone thing in his shirt. I don't know where it was, but he had it. And the hospital that he works at is quite a distance away from the church. But you see, they needed him, so they phoned. And he answered, and he went away. So I went on speaking to the people. And just very shortly after, I said, peep, peep, peep. No, Dr. Hulks hadn't come back. Dr. Chalmers was there. Well, he had a jacket on. I don't know which pocket the telephone thing was in, but the hospital where he works, they needed him. So they phoned, and he answered. So you see, telephones can really make you think quite a lot about saying our prayers. What's a telephone for, really? What do you use a telephone for? Yes? Yes, you call somebody to speak to them. But if someone's sitting next to you in church, you don't need a telephone, do you? No, of course you don't. And you use the telephone, not when someone's right beside you, but when you are far away from them. Some years ago, I had to go to Australia, and that was on the other side of the world. And I phoned home to Glasgow from Australia. And you know, I was speaking to my family, and it was just as if they were in the next room. I couldn't believe that they were thousands of miles away. Oh, telephones are great. It was just as if the person was there. And you use the telephone, or when you want to be friendly, you just phone someone, you call them up and speak to them. Or when you want to talk to someone far away, or when you're worried. Or when you need help, well, you use the telephone and you speak to the person who's able to help you. And often when I think of my telephone, I think of a very lovely missionary. He's in heaven now. His name was Mr. Dixon. And he, when he was in Nigeria, he had all sorts of problems. And he used to speak about, when he didn't know what to do, he said, I just send a telegram to God. And I think the way you send telegrams now, I've sent telegrams by just picking up the phone in my house and sending. And when I think of telephones, I think of speaking to God. And when we speak to God in prayer, now boys and girls, I think this is very wonderful. When we speak to God in prayer, God hears us. Now, I know that God is great, and God is wonderful, and God made the world. You are singing about that. And his home is in heaven, and the Bible says he sits on a great white throne that is shining bright. Oh, he's very wonderful. But he is ready to listen to the prayers of boys and girls like you, and men and women like the rest of us. And I think it's just wonderful that we can talk to God and God listens. But we don't need a telephone to speak to God. We don't need to be in church to speak to God. We don't need to get down on our knees to speak to God in prayer. Wherever we are, however old we are, however happy we are, however sad we are, wherever we are, we can speak to God. You could almost whisper and say, God, are you listening? God says, yes. Says it in the Bible. He is always listening. And even though we think that God is very great, very high and holy in heaven, he is very, very near to us. And just as we can speak to God, God speaks to us. I don't know. I wonder if you get excited when the telephone rings in your house. And if the telephone rings in your house and mother or father answers it, and then they look over to you and say, it's for you? I know what you would do. You say, who is it? And if your mum or dad said, it's Mr. Philip, he wants to speak to you. I hope you like me enough to, I'll speak to Mr. Philip. But if the phone rang and mum or dad answered it, and they said, it's for you, and you said, who is it? And you said, they said, it's the Queen. Oh dear. Oh, I think I'd be awfully nervous. And I think, hello? Supposing the phone rang, and Mum or Dad answered it, and said, it's for you. And you said, who is it? And they said, it's God. Oh, what does God want to say to me? Well, I know that God doesn't use a telephone, but God speaks to us in the Bible. And so we're thinking about God. It's the letter G, God. And what does the Bible tell us about God? The Bible tells us that God is good. And oh, boys and girls, I'm so glad that the Bible tells me that God is very gentle. And when I'm unhappy or when I'm all worried, God doesn't give me a row. Oh, it says this in the Bible. When I'm worried or unhappy or anything like that, God says, you come to me and I'll put my arms of love round about you. And one part of the Bible tries to help us to see how gentle God is. And he says, the Bible says, God's like a shepherd when a shepherd is carrying a tiny little lamb. God is good and God is gentle. And the Bible tells us, now three G's this time, about God's greatest gift. What's God's greatest gift to you and to me? Begins with that letter. Have I got it the right way up? Yes. Does nobody know? Yes, Alison. Jesus. Of course it is. God wanted to give us the very best that there was in the whole of heaven. And he said, I know what I'll do. I'll send them Jesus, his own son. Oh, why would God do a thing like that? I'll have to hurry. Why would God do a thing like that? Because he hates us. Because he doesn't like us. You know? Yes? Because he loves... Oh, I saw lots of hands going up there. Because he loves us. Now, boys and girls, I just do not know why God loves me. I do all sorts of wrong things. Oh, I do all sorts of stupid things. You ask my children and they'll tell you. I really don't know why God loves me. But I know that he does. He loves me. And he loves you. Do you know what the Bible tells me? Even when we are bad, I wonder if you're ever bad. Sure you are. Even when we are bad, and that makes God sad, it really does. Even when we are bad, he still loves us. So in a sense, what I would like to do almost today is to take my telephone and phone up God and say, please, please God, tell me again And I think God in heaven would smile and he would say, yes, Mr. Philip, I'll tell you again, I love you, I've always loved you, and I'll never stop loving you. No, I want to say, oh, thank you, God. Thank you very much for telling me again. And so, boys and girls, God always speaks first. And God says, I love you. And I've sent my son, Jesus Christ, to be your Savior and your friend and your shepherd. And what he wants us to say is, for sending Jesus. And we love Jesus. Oh, I hope you do. I do. I love him more than ever. And God wants us to hear us saying, yes, God, thank you for sending us Jesus. We love Jesus. We've trusted him as our Savior. We want to follow him and we want to serve him. And when we say that, oh, I can think of God up in heaven feeling so happy and saying, oh, if they love my son as their Savior, it was worth it all to send him down into the world. Will you remember, boys and girls, even if you forget everything else, that God loved you and sent his son Jesus to be your Savior. Thank you for listening so well. Now, before we come to the prize giving, hymn number 18.